So much for doing this the quiet way. Fabian, get Bones. Tell him to be ready at the window.
Will do.
Of course, I was the only one who could see Fabian, so that turned a few heads. But I didn't care about my college student ruse anymore. I had to get those people out of here.
I've got a bomb! If you don't want to die, get out now!
Several of the kids weren't sure if I was kidding. No one ran for the door. I pulled my gun out of its hidden holster and waved it.
Get out now!
No one waited to see if I was kidding anymore. But when Tammy tried to dart away, I grabbed her. A man barreled through the door, knocking the panicked deluge of students aside as if they were weightless. I shoved Tammy away and whipped out three of the silver knives that I had strapped to my legs. I waited until no one was in front of the man, then flung them. He didn't try to dodge my blades, and nothing happened when they landed in his chest. A ghoul. Great. I'd have to take his head off to kill him. Where was a big sword when I needed one? I launched myself at the ghoul, bear-hugging him. He pounded at my sides, smashing my ribs as he tried to shake me off. If I were human, the punishment from his fists would have killed me. But I was a full vampire now, so my broken bones healed almost instantly. I managed to put the gun to the ghoul's temple. Bullets wouldn't kill him, but they did a lot of damage. I kept pumping bullets into the ghoul's head until it was in oozing pieces. Tammy tried to run past me, but I was faster.
Let go!
The ghoul was crawling toward us, his head healing with every second. I pulled my largest knife from under my sleeve, and with a hard swipe, I skewered the ghoul's neck.
Time to go, Cat.
Hold on, Fabian. Fabian wrapped his spectral hands around my shoulders. Tammy wasn't as trusting.
Let me go, you!
I'm not going to hurt you. She kept kicking, trying to break my hold on her. I ignored that and ran right at the window. Since Tammy's classroom was on the third floor, we didn't have a long hang time. The vampire who caught us propelled straight upward, flying me, Tammy, and the hitchhiking ghost toward the far edge of campus.
Somebody help me!
Somebody has, love.